feel like you would enjoy
your All right, let's begin. So the Gemara, we know again from the Mishnah, just to chazer very quickly, we know from the Mishnah on Sadi Vav Mid Aleph that we have Machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham whether you say Kuta Kamisha Huncha Damya. The Gemara in Daf Dalet explains, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're Zorek Mishas Hayachid, Lershus Hayachid versus Rabbim Bam, so you're Chayiv, because Kuta Kamisha Huncha Damya, and you have a Hanacha in the Rishus Rabbim in between. According to the Chacham, Kuta is Lav Kamisha Huncha Damya, and Mil, there's no Hanacha in between, you're not going to be Chayiv Linen and Shabbos. The Maisa Hotza went straight from Rishus Hayachid into another Rishus Hayachid. Now, the question in this sugya is, what do we mean by Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya? So, let's accept the basic premise that Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya means that you have a Hanacha. It is Kamisha Huncha Damya. But now you have to ask, where is this Hanacha happening? Is the Hanacha happening Be'avir? Is it Kuta Kamisha Huncha Ba'avir Dami? Or are we saying that's Kuta Kamisha Huncha Algabe Karka Dami? Okay, so again, we're accepting that there is a Hanacha. The only question now is, where is the Hanacha happening? Later we're going to say that maybe you can understand Kluta even with denying that there ever is a Hanacha. But for now, let's accept that there is a Hanacha. So on the first side, that they have a Kluta Ba'avir is Kamisha Huncha Ba'aretz, you have a Hanacha on the ground. So we have Rashi's formulation in Gittin Ayin Tes. Rashi says, Kluta ba'avir, kimunach ba'aretz. Rashi and our Gemara and Daf Dalet is a little more vague. Rashi says that it's Kluta ba'avir is kemisha hunach dami. Kluta ha'chepet hol v'niklat ba'avir shel v'shus rabim kemisha huncha b'sochohu. So here Rashi's not so clear. The Merome Sadeh says that he thinks Rashi means that Kluta ba'avir is kemisha munach on the v'shus rabim, which is the karka of the v'shus rabim. Okay, so he's reading the Rashi and Shabbos in light of the Rashi and Gittin, that Kamisha Hunach Besocha means in the Rishus HaRabim, and Rishus HaRabim is defined by Karka Shal Rishus HaRabim, kind of like what we were suggesting in Shir. Similarly, Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph, Rabbeinu Chananel says, V'ukma Rabba L'Rabbi Akiva Desavar Kluta Ba'avir Kamisha Huncha B'Karka Damya. So the way Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi and Gittin and Rashi and Shabbos, according to the Netziv, they understand Kluta, that Kluta Ba'avir is you drop an anchor into the ground and it's Munach in the Karka below the airspace. The alternative understanding is to say that you don't need to project a Hanacha al Gabe Karka. The Chiddush of Kluta is that you could have a Kluta in midair. You could have a Hanacha in midair. So let's try to bring out this. We don't have any Shittos explicitly that say this, but I'll bring out Shittos with that formulation, but I'll bring out Shittos through the Nafkamina. So what's a Nafkamina of this question? What's an afkamina of how you view Kluta in this instance? Just very quickly, yeah.
Is Rishut Zachar Nekeva?
What?
Is the word Rishut, is that
I think it's Nekeva.
That's Nekeva?
I think.
It says Shmuncha Betolcha. Wouldn't that be on Avira? Avira is Zachar.
Hovel v'niklat ba'avira shel Rishus HaRabim kemi shehuncha b'socho.
Going back now.
Aha. Who? Va'afagav dilonach. And Rishus HaRabim, you'd also say, is Nekeva, presumably. Okay, that's a good point. I don't know. Let me look into that. That's very good art. The Netziv definitely does not understand it that way. He might say that Rashi means that since it's Kemunach Chagabe Karka, therefore it's Kidu it's Munach Ba'avir Shel Rishus. That's how he might elliptically explain it. Yeah, it's also a point. They do
it.
Hey, if you're Rabbeinu Chananel, you can medayik in Zachar and Nekeva. Good. So, what are some nafkamina to this question? Very good, Ara. What are some nafkamina to this question? So, number one, how do you understand Tosus's pshat that you don't say Kluta biyad? Like Tosus and Dalet Amid Aleph said, you won't say Kluta when the chefet is biyado shel anir shel abayis v'haraya, because otherwise you should have been chayiv the moment you poshet your hand into the other rishus. So how do you understand that? So here you have Machlokas Achronim interpreting Tosus's Chiddush. The Chalkas Bin Yamin writes that the reason is because now you have a hefsik between the chefetz and the karka. So whenever you have a hefsik between the chefetz and the karka, you can no longer say that it's kemunach lagabi karka dami, because there's physically something interposing between it and its makom hanacha. Other Achronim, so Adaras Eliyahu, I saw this quote in the Masifta Gemara, so Adaras Eliyahu says that no, it's not because it's interposing between it and the ground of the Rishus, but like we explained in Shir, that when the chefetz is biyad, so you can't view the chefetz as being niklat in the avir of the rishos. So according to the first view, it's a chisaron in nachal gabe karka. According to the second view, it's a chisaron in being defined in the avir of the rishos itself. Okay, so that machlokas clearly takes a very nice stance on this question. You have a little bit of a nafkamina actually in this machlokas about what happens when something is biyado shel adam, but the yad is not interposing between the chefetz and the ground. So you might say that if it's biyad, so it's no longer considered to be in the avir harishos. But if the yad is not mafsik between the karka and the kli, you might say it's nachal gabi karka. So the sefer kovetz al Rambam in Perek Yedalid, Halacha Ches, and Hilchos Shabbos, so he points to the Gemara in Zvachim, or the Mishnah in Para, where you take the log shel mei chatas, and there the Gemara assumed, according to the Rambam Perish Mishnayis, that you could say kluta kamisha hun chadamya, even though it's biyado shel adam. So he says that that's not necessarily against this Tosos. Because Tosos here is talking about something where the Tosos and Shabbos Tam, where the hand is underneath the Kli, so you can't say Nacha Gabe Karka. Whereas the case in Para and Zvachim is talking about where you're holding the Kli from the side. So you could say Nacha Gabe Karka, there's nothing interposing between the Kli and the Hanacha on the ground itself. So that's one Nafkamina. The question of how to interpret Tosos Chiddush Abiyad. A second Nafkamina is cited in the Gilyon Marsha and our Gemara, the question of tefillin. Okay, it's outside of Hilchos Shabbos, admittedly, but the question of Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadam Yilinyan Tefillin, quoted in the Gilyon Marsha here. So he points to the Ber Hetev in Arachayim Simen Chaf Hei Sifkatan Ches, where somebody asked the Shaila, let's say you're mafsik in your bracha before you put the tefillin Shal Rosh on top of your head. So he quotes the Halachos Ketanos, who wanted to say that since you'll say Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya, that you're about, it's kluta over your head, so it's not considered a hefsek le'inyan brachos. So the Ber Hetev objects and says, no, you don't say kluta biyad. He's holding the tefillin in his hand. So you don't say kluta biyad, like this chiddush in Tosos. So that's why even a hefsek, while it's held over your head before you put it down, is considered a hefsek and you'd have to make a new bracha. And this lashon actually is, you need to say, the way the Ber Hetev explains it, is because you need to say sofo lenuach. So if the tefillin is in your hand, above your head, so you can't say sofa lenuach in that instance. Meaning biyad, when the chepet is in your hand, so you can't say sofa lenuach on the karka below it, because sofa lenuach means that simply gravity itself would pull the object down. When your hand is in control, so you can't project the hanachal gabe karka. Okay, so that seems to be very much in line with the explanation of the Chalkas Binyamin. There's a quasi-hefsik, not a hefsik interposing, but a hefsik, a force, a hefsek of a force holding the chefetz over the head. Yeah. Linyan Shabbos. He's not talking in a case of Shabbos. So we'll get to that. The Reb Shlomo Kluger, he's cholik on this Ber Hetev, and he says, no. The reason why you don't say kluta in this case is because kluta kamisha hun chadamya means that the chifetz is niklat and is noch in the airspace. So l'inyan tefillin, it's not sufficient to say that you have tefillin above your head. You need to say that you have tefillin on your head. Okay, so you can see that Shlomo Kluger and the Ber Hetev are arguing about exactly this point. Shlomo Kluger thinks kluta would make it kinoch ba'avir, and that's not sufficient l'inyan hanochas tefillin. The Ber Hetev assumes that it's all about kluta makes a kilu, it's nachal gabe rosho. When you happen to be holding it in your hand, that prevents you from saying nachal gabe rosho. So that's the second nafkamina to this question. Again, the yad and tefillin are very parallel. But let's count them as two separate nafkamina to this question, whether you view kluta as ba'avi or kluta agabe karka below.
Where's
It's in his, he has like a mitzvah schaim, sefer nor chaim. I'll get the exact simon later. A third nafkamina is not about a physical hefsik. It's not about a hefsik of a force, like the Ber Hetev wanted to say. But let's say you have some sort of halachic hefsik between the mokom of the chefetz and the avir and the karka below. So this is the sheet of the Ramban to explain why you're not going to say kluta kamisha hun chadamya in a mokom p'tur above a rishus arabim. Since al pi din, you have a hefsek of different rishuyos. The Makom Patur is a rishus of type A, and the rishus Arabim is a rishus of type B. So you can't say that kuta ba'avir is kehanochal gabi rishus Arabim, since you're dealing with two separate kinds of rishuyos. So this is seems to be very similar to the assumption that you need nachal gabe karka, but instead of saying that you have a physical hafzik, you have a halachic hafzik. The Totzas Chaim actually makes the point for the Ramban that it's dafka halachic hafzik that's going to be a problem. Like a physical hafzik, like, yeah, it wouldn't be a problem according to the Ramban. Dafka halachic hafzik, like a different kind of rishus, would prevent you from saying nachal gabe karka. I'll call upon him, it's clear that Tosos on Daf Dal Ramabez disagrees with this Ramban, because Tosos wanted to say that if you did hold Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya, then you would say Kluta in a Makom Ptur above the Rishus Arabim. That is Niklat actually in the Makom Ptur. So you have Machlokas in Tosos and the Ramban, if you want to read it this way, about whether the Kluta is happening in the Avir or on the Karka. A fourth Nafkamina to this question is, can you view Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya as having Dalit al Dalit? And remember, in last Chazor Shir, which we're striking from the record, we said that according to the Shaka Vitaria, the Gemara on Daf Dalit Am Dalit, the Dalit Mabez, it seems like the Gemara assumes that you don't have Dalit al Dalit for Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya Libid Rabbi Akiva, which definitely seems to be the Pashat Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara. The Ron said that maybe according to the Maskana, once the Gemara says that Yad could be a halachic dalet v'dalet, then maybe you'll hold that Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadam, you could also have a dalet al-dalet. Right?
Yeah.
What?
It was
Ellie, you said it?
Did I?
He doesn't even remember if he said it.
I don't remember a lot of things.
Okay. So according to the Pashat Shaka V'Tari of the Gemara, so you don't have dalet al-dalet for Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadam. I would only note that Tosus on Sadi Bezim and Aleph, when he is interested in Eged Yad Shmei Eged, so Tosus just has a very, very strong formulation. Tosus said, Hiksha Rabba Bochanan, Le Rabba Demuki Masnisim Bereish Mechilten Krebi Akiva, V'chule, V'halo Lemala Migimol Le Rabbi Akiva, Kemo Lemata Migimol Le Rabbanan. Isn't above three Tvachim Le Rabbi Akiva identical with Lavud for the Chachamim? Now it's clear from the Gemara on Daf Heimed Aleph that Lavud is Kedalad al-Dalad according to the Chachamim. Because Gemara says, how do you have Dalad v'Dalad? You put your hand, Lamata Migimel. So you see, Lamata Migimel is Dalad al-Dalad. If you take Tosis' formulation seriously, that Lamala Migimel is Kedalad Rabbi Akiva is Lamata Migimel l'Chachamim, then just like Lamata Migimel l'Chachamim has Dalad al-Dalad, so to Lamala Migimel, Rabbi Akiva should have Dalad al-Dalad. Okay? Now you might say you don't want to take that line seriously, but especially given either Eli or Doron's suggestion that the maskana of the Gemara could revisit Dalet al Dalet for Kluta, and the fact that Tosas has this very strong formulation, you might say that you have Dalet al Dalet for Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya also. I would note further on this point, the Avnei Nezer in Tshuva, or Nor Chaim Tshuva Reish Mem Sifkat and Dalet, so the Avnei Nezer says that if you take Rashi's Lashon in Gittin seriously, Kluta Ba'avir's Kamisha Huncha Gabe Karka, then why does the Gemara assume that Rabbi Akiva doesn't have Dalet al-Dalet? Bepashtus, you do have Dalet al-Dalet al-Gabe Karka. The Karka is Dalet al-Dalet. So what the Avnei Nezer essentially says is that the Havamin of the Gemara is that you need a physical Dalet al-Dalet. That's the whole point of the Shaka Vitaria. I think somebody pointed this out last time also. That was Doron's point. Good.
I think this one was my point. Other one was Doron's point.
Ah, Benapochu. Right? So the Avnei Nezer says, Avnei Nezer says, once again, that the whole Havmin of the Gemara, the Gemara's whole question is about a physical Dalet al-Dalet. But in a Chanami, Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya is Kedalet al-Dalet halachically. Because it's halachically not Chagabe Karka. Okay, so those would be either if you take the Avnei Nezer's reading of the Gemara, or if you take Tosas and Tzadi Bey's strong formulation, you would say that Kluta Ba'avir Kenach Al-Gabi Karka gives you Dalet al-Dalet. If you held that it's just Kenach Al-Gabi Avir, I think it's inconceivable to say that the Avir itself has a din of Dalet al-Dalet. So saying Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadami gives you Dalet al-Dalet is only sensible if you say that's Kenach Al-Gabi Karka. Yeah.
You can't say that it's Kenach in the Rishus as a whole?
Very hard to say that. I think it's very hard to say that. Too metaphysical.
No, I'm saying if you have imagine a box and you put like a bouncy ball in the box. So there's a clear,
and it's hanging in the airspace of the box.
Anywhere in the box, it's in the box itself, and the box is contained. So if you view a rishus and you truly view it as a space, mm-hmm. and being in the space.
I'm not sure if the dramatic emphasis on the in was supposed to intimidate me into saying that it was dollar dollar dollar, but I'm not falling for it.
I think it's an Ellie's point, though, maybe. An Ellie or their own.
Avi, were you going to say something? I don't know. I don't hear. I think it's very hard to say. I think the only way to say it is, we'll get to in a second, how you could say it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Avi?
No.
No? Okay. Good. Now, so those are just four different nafkamina to the question, assuming that you need a hanacha. The only question here, and these are the nafkamina, to whether you think it's a hanacha ba'abir or whether you think it's hanacha gabi karka. Now, I just want to throw out two shitos that may hold that for kuta kamisha hun chadamya is an exaggeration. It's a melitza ba'alma. It's not kamisha hun chadamya, but the point of kuta is that you don't need a hanacha. Because you have a way of saying that you had chila for shuyos or you had a significant maisa hotza without even having a hanacha. So here I'll just point to the one possible shita who holds this. This is the Ramban on Daf Hei, where the Ramban suggests that you only say kuta kamisha hun chadamya between beis reshuyos. Or as we said last time, when you switch between, you travel between a mechitza. Right, why would that be? If kluta objectively is kamisha hun chadamya, it's nach, then why would it only be nach between these two reshuyos? So you might say that what the Ramban is getting at is that really kluta is lav kamisha hun chadamya. The whole point is just to say that it was defined as being in this reshus, without hanacha. So when it has a significant transition, then you can say, this chayfetz, through kuta, this chayfetz, transition between reshuyos. And that's sufficient to mechayv you for Hilchos Shabbos. And maybe you'll say it's the Ramban l'shitaso again, if you want to go in the root of saying that the Ramban by achshavei holds that you could somehow get rid of the actual hanacha. If you want to say the Ramban by masa kaved, that's the mechayv. So the Ramban here is saying that kuta kamisha huncha damya could get rid of the kamisha huncha. Shul, you have any kashas on the Ramban? What?
Good.
A second shita who may hold of this idea is Tosus on Ham and Beis, depending how you take it. Now you don't say Kluta Toch Dalid L'chiv. Sorry, you don't say Kluta Toch Dalid. Because Gemara Gemirila. So why wouldn't you say Kluta Toch Dalid? Why don't you say Kluta Toch Dalid? Because Gemara Gemirila. So I'll say the point is that that's the Mechayiv of Dalid Amos Bershus Arabim, that the Chayfetz traveled through. So the point of kuta is not that it's kilu nach. Kuta is just a way of defining it as being through the reshus. So you never say kuta to say it's an actual hanacha inside the dalat amos liftor. Okay. So it could be that these two shitas are just getting rid of the requirement or getting rid of the notion that kuta itself is actually a hanacha. What? The last one? Yeah. Tosa says that you don't say kuta within dalat amos because halacha gemirila. Who cares that halacha gemurila if kluta is kamisha hun chadamya? It's nach inside the dalat amos brishus rabim. The point is that kluta is a way of defining it as being within the rishus. What you need to patur from dalat amos brishus rabim is a hanacha. The point is that kluta itself was never defined to be a hanacha.
You're not really saying that kluta is not dalat amos. You're just saying kluta never happened and therefore not kamina for dalat amos.
Right. And chadamya. That's the point. Gemar gemurila. Since the mechayev of Dalat Amos Prishus Rabim is just that it has to travel through it, Kluta is traveling through it. And Chaim, I'm saying you could learn Gemara Gemirla in a different way, that part of the halacha Moshe Misina is that you could be chayev no matter what.
Yeah, but it's hard to learn it the way you're learning, because you're learning the halacha Gemirla of Dalat Amos is saying that, oh, we have to learn that the whole thing of Kluta is different
from what we thought. No. I mean, Gemara Gemirla means, no. Gemara Gemirla means that you never, Gemara Gemirla means that this is the mechayv of Dalat Amos Prishus Rabim is to pass through it, and kuta kamisha hun chadamya passes through it. It meets the requirement of Dalat Amos.
I mean, why would that be a challenge? Why would Tosu think that would be a challenge? Why would we assume that it would be a problematic for a bikiva to hold the Dalat Amos Prishus Rabim if it didn't pass through the reshus?
No, so that's what you would have thought. Right, you would have thought that kuta is kamisha hun chadamya. That's really a physical hanacha.
You're saying you would have thought it's kamisha hun chadamya.
Right.
You're using
Hilchos
Gemirla
Adaramos
to read
the
Kuta.
Right.
Okay.
It
just seems a little bit
far-fetched. Good. Seder. So that would be, those, the Ramban and this Tosas on Hayim Abase, would be j- just denying that you ever need a hanacha, or you're denying that kuta kamisha huncha damya is ever about a hanacha. You're chayiv for a significant transition between rishuyos. Yes.
Even for the Tosfos, can you just say it's a little bit more extreme that Kavar Sal Ramos, even if it is not the Tosfos Ramos?
Yeah, that's what I just said to Isaac.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just going to point out that the extreme reading of Agama and Dalai Lama Dead with support that he doesn't need Hanacha is the Dilma Hanacha Hu Delo Bai Ha Akira Bai. If you read that extremely literally, you could say that Rabbi Akiva doesn't need Hanacha at all.
At all. Okay, so you might say that you could read it into the Gemara even.
Yeah.
At the point of Kuta is that you don't need a Hanacha B'cha. Right. Good.
That's not about the Gemara.
I know, it's probably not the Gemara.
It's Rabbi Huda, it's Rabbi Huda's read of the Gemara.
No, I'm just saying, once you're already saying it, you'd read the Gemara that way if you come in with that assumption.
Uh-huh. Seder. Right. Good. Now I want to turn to another question. I want to turn to a question of when do you say kluta kamisha hun chadamya? Okay, not the question as to what kluta kamisha hun chadamya is meant to achieve. Like, there we raise three possibilities. Either kluta ba'avir, either hanacha ba'avir, hanacha gabi karka, or it's a chila for shuyos without any hanacha. But I want to ask, what does it take to invoke kluta? Right, kluta seems to be a very novel idea. The object is traveling through, and yet somehow we're pinning this object either as resting or as significantly being here. So what allows you to trigger this din of kluta kamisha hun chadamya? What are the requirements to apply it? So here, just come back to the Ramban again, that you only say kluta between two rishuyos, or the shita of the Rashba and, sorry, the Ramban, that you need a transfer between mechitzos, or the Rashba and the Ritva, that you only say kluta kamisha hun chadamya between two rishuyos. Okay, so it seems that what they're focusing on to apply kluta is a significant action of transition. A significant action of transition that triggers kluta kamisha hun chadamya. So it registers at that point. That was a significant halachic transition. According to Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rashba, that's what it takes to get kluta. There's a whole separate school of Rishonim who think it's not about the significant maisa action of transition, but it's about having a significant rishus, a significant area that's able to grab this object l'inyan hilchos Shabbos. And here you have four different permutations. So the first permutation is Shitas Rebbe. And this is the most machmir. He has the highest criterion for what it takes for a Rishus to be kolid an object. Rebbe and Shabbos on Daftalin and Daftalin Besa Dafheim and Aleph. So Rashi says Besa, you need a Besa Mekura. He'll hold of Kluta if you have a roofed house. Because then it's Kaman Demal Yadam. And here you have a bit of a steer in Rashi's. What does Kaman Demal Yad mean? Rashi and Shabbos Daf Hei says it's Kemale Chafatzim Ad Gago. It's as if it's filled with objects up until the roof. Rashi later on, actually, Rashi in Perek HaZorek, okay, and most of Rashi doesn't quote it, but they should. So Rashi later on in HaZorek says that it's Kaman Demal Havla. Okay, it's filled with something all the way up to the roof. Rashi doesn't quite say that it's Kaman Demal Chafatzim. It's just interesting that Rashi has a different emphasis in our Gemara than he has later on. So why does Rashi shift his emphasis?
What else would it be filled with? It's not something?
What? Well, either chafatzim, either it's objects, as if he had pianos piled from the bottom of the where to the storage house to the top. Or it just means, the basic command of Al-Yadam, it means it's like a black room. So blackness carries from the floor to the ceiling in here. Right? One of them borders on Yonatan's metaphysics, one of them doesn't.
Only karma would carry from the out.
What?
The car moves, is there any
if he can't help you in physics, how's he going to help you in metaphysics?
Which one borders on metaphysics and which one doesn't?
The blackness extending to the ceiling borders on metaphysics. Being filled with pianos is very concrete.
Right?
So you have a bit of a steer in Rashi. So the Pnei Yeshua here actually points out. The Pnei Yeshua points out, why does Rashi have to come on to this strange interpretation that it's munach, that it's filled with pianos, minakarka adakora? Why does he need to come on to such an extreme interpretation? So here the Pnei Yeshua shoots down Eli's interpretation from last week, and the Pnei Yeshua says, because Rashi read the Gemara as saying that you have a hanacha gabi mochum dalad al dalad according to Rebbe. That's the Pnei Yeshua on Sadi Zayin Amid Aleph. Okay? What?
How does that answer?
Tzadi Zayin. What? Tzadi Zayin.
How
So here, where the Gemara on Daf Hey is worried about Kanochal Gabi Malkam Dalid Al Dalid, so Rashi says that, oh, Kimale Chafatim, it's as if it's the airspace is actually filled with objects. So anything that's in the airspace is Kilu Itznachal Gabi a piano. Has Dalid Al Dalid. On Sadi Zayin, where the Gemara cares about just the Hanocha, the Gemara does not care about Dalid Al Dalid. So Rashi says sufficient to say it's Kimale Havla Adagag. Okay? Similarly, the Sfas Emes says, very nice idea, to miyashev kushyas atosos. The Gemara in Gittin invoked Shitas Rebbe to say that's kluta even without a gag. The Gemara in Shabbos invokes Rebbe dafka bimakura. So Tosos said, oh, maybe it's different Amoraim alibi de Rebbe. So Asama says, no. The Gemara in Gittin never needed hanocha agabi mokum dalad al dalad. Because there it's in the anasina saget. Oh, so you just need a hanocha, so it's sufficient to say it's kemale havlo aragag. If you want to establish what the Gemara in Daf Hei is trying to establish, that you have a Hanochal Gabi Mokum Dalad Al Dalad, so then you need a Mikura. That's what our Gemara invokes Rebbe with Mikura. Rebbe v'Mikura would say it's Kedalad Al Dalad Adagag. The Gemara in Gittin says Rebbe will paskin Kuta with Mechitzos without a Gag, but it's not Kedalad Al Dalad. Leinyan Gittin, you don't need Dalad Al Dalad. Elliot made you fall off a chair.
So crazy.
It's crazy, right? Very good. So that would be Shitas. Rebbe Beit will say now here, okay. Now just forget that Sfas Emes for a second. Okay, pull the Sfas Emes out of your head for a second. Well, I got so excited in refuting what Ellie said from last week that I should have held off for a second. Sorry, apologize. So, okay, one extreme would be to say that Rebbe only holds of Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya Bimakura, and that will give you something Ad Kedei Kach of Dalad Al Dalad. Very extreme form of Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya. By the way, I don't want to say that this takes a stance on whether it's Kemunach Ba'avir or Kemunach Al Gabi Karka. Because I think it's perfectly compatible to say that it's Kemale Chafatzim Adagag, that therefore it's considered a Hanach Al Gabi Karka, because the Karka extends through the Chafatzim to where it is. And it's equally compatible with saying that the air is so thick that you have a Hanach Al Gabi Mashu. So I don't think it takes a stance, unless somebody disagrees, but I don't think it takes a stance on whether you're holding Kluta L'Rebbe Kemunach Al Gabi Karka or Kemunach Ba'avir.
Saying it's Malei Chafatzim literally enough that it's a Makom Arba, then you should also be saying that you can't, that it has to be on something. You can't say air anymore. If you're using Malei Chafatzim to say that it's not the Makom Arba, you can no longer maintain that it's not Ba'avir.
I'm not sure if that's true.
One of the main points of saying that it was not Ba'avir is that it could not be Makom Arba.
Right, but he's saying that this isn't Avir anymore. Halachically, this has the status of Malei Chafatzim. So I'm saying, is the pshat that the avir is mali chafatim and it's not ba'avir mali chafatim, or is the pshat that the karka extends through the pianos? Okay? I don't know. Isaac, have something to contribute? No? Okay.
Maybe that's the difference in the Rashis.
What?
Maybe that's the difference in the Rashis between chafatim and havla.
Whether he thinks it's karka or whether he thinks it's, which one's which?
Havla would be avir.
Havla would be avir?
You can't say that for Pnei Yeshua.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me think about it.
I mean, for Pnei Yeshua, he was assuming the same thing, the same nature, and he could have said either one. It's just a question of emphasis. He doesn't
right.
seem to be answering it.
Right, right. You can't say Yeshua's point according to Pnei Yeshua. Right. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, you hold off for a second? So pull the Sfas Emes out of your head for a second, and now you might have, if you hold like Tosvos, there would be a second level, second permutation of applying Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya, that Rebbe will apply Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya. Rebbe doesn't require Rosh Hashayachid Mikura, but it's sufficient to have Mechitzos to apply Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya. But you need Mechitzos in order to grab the object. So that's Tosos' position on Daf Hei Amud Aleph in interpreting the Amoraim in Gittin Ayin Tess's understanding of Rebbe. So either you need Mekura to say Kluta, or you need Mechitzos to say Kluta. Right? Mechitzos would be much more kal. You don't need Mekura. So the Sfas Emes is assuming differently. The Sfas Emes is assuming that both of them, according to Rebbe, everybody agrees according to Rebbe, you have Kluta. The only Shaila is whether you have Kluta, Kedalad al Dalad. That's what I'm saying. Just pull the Sfas Emes out of your head, because I'm assuming right now, this Tosis is assuming that they're different Amorayim according to Rebbe. A third permutation would be to say that you could, and this is pashtus in the Shita, a third permutation would be to say that you need something that's defined as a reshus to be kolate. You don't need mechitzos, but you need a reshus to grab the object. Lafuke mai, lafuke makom ptur. So this perhaps would be the position, the more radical read of the Ramban on the Daf Aleph base, to say that it's a makom ptur that can't be kolei to chepetz. Right? Pashas in the Ramban is a spalig reshusa, that a makom ptur to reshus rabin below can't have kutuk misha hunchadamya. But if you take the more radical read of the Ramban, or even if you just drop the Ramban and want to suggest it per se, then you'll say that you need a shame reshus to be kolate. A reshus a yachid, a reshus a rabim can, a makom ptur can. A fourth position would be to say that no. Kutak misha huncha damya is a din in avir, any avir no matter what, regardless of whether you have a reshus or whether you don't have a reshus, anything is subject to kut, any area could be kolate kamisha hunach. So you have four permutations of this understanding. Either you need based on command demal yadami reshus hayachin mikura, or it's sufficient to just have mechitzos, or it's sufficient to have a shame reshus, or you'll say any area could be kolei kemisha unach. And this is all against our explanation of the Ramban, Ritva, and Rashba, who hold that it's not about the area, the koach hamakom that's tofes the chayfetz, it's about the koach hamaisa of the transition that's tofes the chayfetz. According to Ramban Ritva Rashba, it's the koach of the achilah for shuyos that's kolei le'inyan shamas. Good. I want to turn to another question that touches on the surface with the previous, but it stands again, once again, independently in our analysis of Kutuk Misha Huncha Damya. Having acknowledged that you do have Kutuk Misha Huncha Damya, whatever the basis, whether it's Ba'avi or whether it's Agabi Karka, whatever kind of Rishus you need to grab it, what kind of a Hanacha do you have? How bona fide, how strong do you think this Hanacha actually is? And how does it compare to an actual physical Hanacha, now that you assume that you have a Kamisha Huncha Damya? So just to point out a subtle distinction that we already mentioned, Tosos on Dalet and Beis suggests, it's in the Shakavitari of the Gemara on Dalet, that within Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya, there's a Svara to be Machalek between Akira and Hanacha, whereas in a Hanacha Al-Gabe Kolshu, there's no Svarati Machalik between Akira and Hanacha. So Tosos seems to be assuming that a Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya is weaker than a Hanacha Al-Gabe Kolshu. That's just the first point to register on this question of how strong is this Hanacha of Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya. Number two. Shitas Tosos and Dalet Amud Aleph, that you don't say Kluta Biyad. Okay, so here I'm not interested in what I was interested in what's the basis for Tosos Hashita. Okay, so here Machlokas Achronim. Here I'm just going to point out that it's a Dover Pashut that even if something is Biyad Lamata Mi Gimel, you're going to say Lavud is Kamisha Hunach Dami. That's Mefurish in the Gemara and Heimed Aleph. Yad is not a Hefsik L'Inyan Lavud. Lavud is a Hanacha. So if the Yad is next to the ground, it's a Hanacha. Like the Rishonim said Bishitas Rashi and Dav Gimel Med Aleph. Rashi says Yad alo naich, aye, but if the Yad is within Gimel of the Karka, of course it's Nach. Mefurish on Rishonim on Gimel Med Aleph, Mefurish on the Gemara and Heimed Aleph. And if you lower your hand within Gimel, it's Nach. Tosus is saying that that's not true for Yad Bikluta. So clearly you see that whatever this Hanacha, whatever the Hanacha that's accomplished by the Kluta is, that is weaker than the Kluta of Lavud. Okay, that's my second Nafgamina. Okay, you could get out of that. I mean, you could get out of that by saying that it's just a problem in applying Kluta. Okay, but then you still have to be Mechadesh that Kluta is more vulnerable to application than something like Lavud. Because Yad is a Hefzik L'Inyan. Kluta, Yad's not a Hefzik L'Inyan. But let's put that aside for the time being. It ruins the elegance of the presentation.
More vulnerable, it's just different.
Ruins the integrity also. But
why is it more vulnerable? It's just different.
What?
It's different. It's a different mechanism. To say it's more vulnerable or less is just to comment on it. How it is not the same.
No. It means that if I want to know, is this within Gimel Tvachim of the Karka? So even if my Yad is there, the answer is yes. If I want to know whether it's Niklat
to the Karka and the other one is then being Niklat. You can still be Bato when you're close to it, but you
can't. Okay, I don't want to fight this out right now, but either way, let's assume right now that Yad, what's clear in Tosfos is that Yad ruins the Hanacha of a Kluta. Yad does not ruin the Hanacha of a lavud. Okay, that's my second nafkamina. Number three, or second observation. Number three, Tosfos Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph assumes that even if you'll say Eged Yad Lav Shmei Eged with respect to lavud, meaning if you're standing in a Rishus HaYachid and you stretch your hand into a Rishus HaRabim below Gimel Tvachim, so you will not say Eged Yad Shmei Eged to hold that the Chefetz is considered to be in the Rishus HaYachid with you. Rabbi Chanan Shita and Tosfos Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph and Shabbos. Now that's not a question, that's different from just the question of Yad on Daf Dalet. There it's a question of whether it's Nach. Here we're saying that Eged Yad is Lav Shmei Eged to pull a Chefetz out of Kluta, out of Lavud. Lavud beats out Eged Yad Shmei Eged. The Rebbe Chanan assumes that Kluta is not sufficient to pull the Chefetz out of Eged Yad Shmei Eged. Meaning, according to Rebbe Akiva, you'd say Eged Yad Shmei Eged Lamala Migimel, and you'd say Eged Yad Lav Shmei Eged Lamata Migimel. Okay? Which means that the Hanocha, the grabbing of the airspace of Kluta, is weaker than the grabbing of the airspace of Lavud. According to Tosfos Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. On this point, just realize that there are Rishonim on Daf Gimel who hold against this Tosfos that Eged Yad Shmei Eged is sufficient even to override a Lavud. Right, Tosfos Tzadi Beis is assuming Eged Yad Shmei Eged does not override Lavud, it does override Kluta. The Ritva on Daf Gimel B'shitas Rashi and the Meiri on Daf Gimel B'shitas Rashi assume that Lamata mi Gimel Yadalo Noch would be Chayev for Rashi because Noch Agave Kar. According to Tosos, that's a din in Yadalo Noch, it's a din in Yadabas Agufo Garir. So you would not be Chayev Lamata mi Gimel because they assume that Eged Yad Shmei Eged overrides even the Klita of a Lavud against Tosos on Tzadi Beis. Is that clear? Yeah? Why does everyone look so puzzled then? Well, because I explained it already.
Yeah.
So Shai, why am I explaining it again? Good. Very good. A fourth observation here. Fourth observation. It's really Rabbi Yosef Engel's explanation within Tosfos Yeshanim. It's in the Gilyoni Ashas here on Shabbos Daf Dalet. Tosfos Yeshanim explained that we're only going to apply Kuta Kamisha Huncha Damya L'Chumra. We're not going to apply Kuta Kamisha Huncha Damya L'Kula. So here, Yosef Engel, I think before I said it was Totzos Chaim, may also be Totzos Chaim, but Yosef Engel in Gilyon HaShas says that that's because the Maisa of Kuta Kamisha Huncha Damya has two different values. It's a very mathematical explanation. Okay, it has its moving value, right? If you're plotting its motion on a chart, so it has one value, but it also has a derivative value. And the derivative value is its stationary value. It's Nach. Right? So Kuta Kamisha Huncha Damya at every point has both a motion value that's moving, and it also has a derivative value, Kilu it's Nach, at this moment. Right? That's how Yosef Engel wanted to explain. And you should know Achronim point to a Gemara later on, I'm not sure if it's Tzadi Vav or Tzadi Zayin, where the Gemara says that if the Chefetz is Nach Agave Karka and it's moving still within three Tvachim, the Gemara says that's Chayev. So you see that actual Hazaza, the object moving around, is not a stira to Hanacha L'Chiyuv. So Yosef Engel explains again, Tosfos Yeshanim like this. If the Chayfetz has a value of moving, and it also has a derivative value of not moving, so Le'inyan Chiyuv, it's sufficient to say that it's Nach. Aye, it's also moving, so there you already have the Gemara later on that says if it's Zaz within Gimel Tvachim, That's not a stira to hanacha. If you want to say that it's noch le'inyan, undermining the akira rishona, such that now you'll be putter for this ma'isa hotza, that's not sufficient, because hazaza, moving, is a stira to a hanacha to be oker in akira kamaisa. Okay, that's the hezber for this pshat in Tosfos Yeshanim. Now, according to this, you see that the hanacha of kuta kamisha huncha damya, the derivative value hanacha, is only a quasi hanacha, because the hanacha le'inyan chiyuv, but it's not going to be a hanacha. It's not going to be a full fledged hanacha le'inyan akara sakira kamaisa. So it's not kimunach dami that it's as if it's stationary. It's kemunach dami with respect to its derivative value, which is consistent with it still being in motion.
Just a question about how understanding lavud. Is lavud even a hanacha? Is it part of the ground?
Very good. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. We'll see. We're going to get to that. Don't run.
It's moving within 3 tefachim of the ground. Is that accurate?
Big shayla. So we'll see. We have to figure out that sugya later on by Zara Koveres, and depending on its height, if you say lavud at what point, we'll get to it. Hold on. Good. So those are four. Just four observations that even if you, once you apply kluta kamisha unchadamya, the kluta itself has a weaker status. Now I want to move to another question. Here I want to know, how does this notion of kluta kamisha unchadamya relate to the Maisa Shabbos of the Gavra? I mean, until now I've been asking just to describe the phenomenon of kluta itself. How does it work? So is the hanacha a real hanacha? Do you need a full rishus to grab it? Is it the ma'isa of chila for shuyos that grabs it? But here I want to know, how much is kluta kamisha hunchadamya considered to be the action of the person who threw it meikara? So here we point to the Yushalmi and Gittin. Based off the Gemara 9 tester, the Gemara says that even if there's machlokas of kluta kamisha unchadamya l'inyan Shabbos, and in Shabbos the Chachamim say kluta is lav kamisha unchadamya, nonetheless, when it comes to Gittin, so everybody's going to agree that kluta kamisha unchadamya, or if you take Isaac's objection from last week, everyone agrees that avir is sufficient to trigger the gerushin. I would say kluta kamisha unchadamya l'inyan gerushin might work a little differently, but you could also say that the avir is sufficient. So Yishalmi says ma ben Shabbos, ma ben Gittin. So Yishami and Gittin, it's also the quote in the Rashba there in Gittin, Ein Tess. So Yishami says, by Shabbos you need loisase kol melacha. V'hasam nasis himei leha. There it happened on its own. Kind of like a grumma. It happened passively. So that's why you're going to be pater le'inyan Shabbos, even though it's going to be considered a gerushin le'inyan Gittin. Gerushin is only le'inyan Gittin, I guess. Even though therefore the Gittin will be chal. How do you explain that Yushalmi? So l'chora, what the Yushalmi is saying is that, yeah, there's no chisaron in kluta kamisha hunchadamya. And the Chachamim say, yeah, kluta is kamisha hunchadamya. Kluta ba'avir is kemunach. There's no problem. Where is the problem? That it's not considered to be a full osasa kol melacha of the action perpetrated by the gavra. How do you explain that? So you'll say like this. Take a mashal. The Gemara says, if you were Zarak and Koltaso Kelev, so you're not Chayiv, because something else came and intercepted your Maisa. So what Yishalmi is saying is that Kluta Kamisha Hunchadam is you threw it through the Chatzer, and now the Chatzer came in and grabbed the object. That's Nasis Himeileha. Who did the Hanacha? Not the Gavra who did the Zrika. The Chatzer did the Hanacha. It came in and grabbed it. Yes, and I still maintain that this is a more tenable metaphysic than Yonatan's, you know, Avir Rishus. Here the Avir Rishus turns into a monster and literally grabs the chifetz while it's in the airspace. So it's Nasas Himeleha, you didn't do a Maisa Shabbos. So the Ptur of Yishalmi is based off disassociating the full Maisa from the Maisa Gavra. If you were to wait until the object hit the ground and was Nacha Gabe Karka, so then you're Chayv, because you did an Akira HaNacha and everything in between. If the chaser is the one who intercepts Aaron's collate, then it's not considered your Maisa Shabbos. What? Not a good analogy?
No. If you're Zarek,
you know, like in court, if you take evidence without a warrant, so it's inadmissible, right? So here, if you make a point before you raise your hand, it's inadmissible.
Objection?
Yeah.
If you're Zarek Bifi Kelev, then you're
Chayav. If you're Zarek Bifi Kelev,
yeah.
But here,
you have to say that like the rishus actively like,
yeah,
unexpectedly
immaterial, right? Immaterial, it materializes out of nowhere.
And you also didn't know it, meaning if you had kavanah,
oh,
there to be known.
Oh, very good. So here I come on to the Rashba and Tzadiches. So the Rashba says that maybe what does it take to be chayiv l'inyan kuta kamisha hunchadamya? Rashba and Tzadiches Amud Aleph, and Tosos in Erev in either Tzadi Ches or Tzadi Tes. I can't tell you because I'm not in my Erev. Tzadi Ches, Amud Beis. There, Tosos is worried about how come if you have a sefer that's Nisgalgel, so you're allowed to roll it up as long as it doesn't hit the floor of the Rosh Hasharabim. Ask Tosos, why don't you say Kluta Kmisha Hun Chadamya, Fir Rabbi Yehuda? Tosos says, because you didn't have Das for it to be Nach. Cares about Das. Das is what's going to trigger the Kluta Kmisha Hun Chadamya. Similarly, the Rashba and Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph says, how does the Gemara know the Maskana that we don't say Kluta Kmisha Hun Chadamya? Maybe the point really is that you don't say Kluta Kmisha Hun Chadamya when you weren't Niskavin Lekach.
So,
what?
You're
correct. You're not going to be chayiv for kuta kamisha on chadam if you weren't niskav in the kach, right?
But not as a
kuta. Or it's a not. You're not chayiv for kuta. According to what I'm saying now in Yushalmi, it's exactly the same point. And the Meiri makes the same point in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. You don't say kuta because you weren't niskav in the kach. So this is Doron's kasha and Yonatan's kasha, right? You knew it was there. That's exactly the point. If you say kol hecha shetirtze tanuach, then you're going to be chayiv for kol taso achatzer. It's very nice. If you only had das for it to be nach on the ground where you wanted it, so then yeah, it's called toso chatzer. The chatzer comes in and intercepts the maisa, just like the kelev that comes in and intercedes it. If you had kavan in the nachanami, you would be chayiv lenin on Shabbos. That's exactly the point of the Meiri and the Tosos in Erev in Tzadi Ches Beis and the Ritva and the Rashba in Shabbos Tzadi Ches Medal. I don't know if they're saying that for the Yushalmi. It's not 100% clear. Not 100% clear if this would only be according to Rabbi Akiva, or if the Rabban will kind of be mode in that case. What? Right, but even if you want to say that Gittin is the Rabbanon, so Rabbi Huda might admit to the Rabbanon, but say that if you have Kavana, then it's sufficient to Mechayev you. Okay?
Right, but the Rabbanon would be saying that it's never considered.
Could be, unless they're saying that when you don't have Das. We just don't know what the qualification is for that Yerushalm. Good. Now let's just step back for a moment and just go very quickly over the cases of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara in Gittin Ayin Tes Amud Aleph tells us that Zarak Min HaGag into the Chatzer. So the Gemara says if the Mechitzos Al Yonos are Otfos Al Tachtonos, so then she's going to be Megureshes the moment it hits the Avir HaChatzer. The Gemara to Havamina, maybe it's Talyan or Bekiva Chamim. The Gemara says the Maskana, no. Everybody agrees Lein and Gittin. Okay? And we saw find the Ritva and the Ksav Yad Mechadashim says, because in Shabbos, a special din of Malachas Mach Shabbos. Fine. But here the Gemara seems to assume that certainly with respect to Gittin, but perhaps even with respect to Kinyanim, you say Avir HaChatzir is Kichatzir, Inyan Kinyanim. Why would he be Machalik between Gittin and Kinyanim? So here we suggested, V'nasan B'yada, you might say that with respect to Gittin, and there's rise for this in Gittin, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan, all you need is a Nesina. So you might say Avir HaChatzer is sufficient le'inyan Nesina. Avir HaChatzer is not sufficient le'inyan Kinyan. Okay? So you might say Dafka Gittin, or you'll say le'inyan all Kinyanim. The Gemara in Bava Kama says Mefurish, and Daf Ayin Mebeis, that if you hold Kutas Kamisha Hun Chadami le'inyan Shabbos, so then you'll say Kimle Bedrabmine for Zara Geneva le'tocha Chatzer. Why? Because the Geneva happens the moment it comes into the Chatzer of the Rishus, because of Hilchos Kinyanim. The Chiyuv Shabbos happens the moment it comes into the Avir, it's just because Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. So you'll say, Kim Le Bajamine. If you hold Kuta's Lav Kamisha Hun Chadamya, you'll be Chayav for both. Why? Because the Geneva happens when it comes into the Avir Achatzir. Shabbos happens when it hits the ground. So these Gemaras assume that it applies, that Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya applies with respect to Kinyanim. But I would only note, and here we'll take Isaac's objection into consideration, that here you might say, that either Kinyanim is working on a different mechanism from Hilchos Shabbos, which is what Isaac wanted to say, it's not related to Kluta at all, or you'll say that it is Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya of Shabbos, just it works a little differently in Kol HaTorah Kula than it does in Shabbos. And that would be very mistaver if you say that the problem of Hilchos Shabbos is, as the Yushalmi said, a din in Malachas Machsheves or a din in Nasis Himeilov. Right? So then of course that halacha would apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. Let me just point out three differences that you find. One major difference, but it manifests itself in three different ways in Kinyanim, distinct from Hilchos Shabbos. Number one, the emphasis in all those Gemaras, especially according to Rashi's interpretation, is that le'inyan Kinyanim, you need Avir Shesofa Lanuach. with respect to Shabbos, and this is the point somebody here made, with respect to Shabbos, you don't need Avir Shesofa Lenuach. The Chevetz is flying through the Rishos. You're going to say, Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadami over here. For Kinyonim, you need to say that its projected motion is that it will land in the Rishos. Now that has three ramifications. Number one, the Gemara in Gittin says, Nid Mechitzos Ha'Elyonos, Odfos Ha'Chitzonos, Odfos Ha'Elyonos. The outside Mechitzos have to be taller in order to grab the Chevetz. Lenyan Shabbos, you have no such requirement. Number two, Tosos' observation in both Gittin and in Bava Kamma, that you can only say Kimle Bijabamine if the Chefetz comes through an opening in the Chatzer. Why? Because Le'inyan Shabbos, you're chayv the moment it comes in the airspace of the Chatzer, even above the Mechitzos. Le'inyan Kinyanim, you're only kone once it falls below the airspace of the Mechitzos. Alright, so you see that even if you hold Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadam, Tosos says, there's actually a different Shas Chiv. It's a different din. Avir Shesofa Lenuach requires it to be in the physical airspace of the Mechitzos. Shabbos doesn't. Number three is the Nafkamina of the Rambam. The Rambam side, the Rambam and all the Rishon Chachmei Sfarad are very upset. The Rambam says that if it actually blows out of the Chatzer, you're not going to be Kohen Le'inyan Kinyanim. And she's not going to be Megurashas. Le'inyan Shabbos is never such a qualification. So you might say this is a separate din of Avir Shesofa Lenuach, or you might say that with respect to Kinyanim, Kluta needs Avir Shesofa Lenuach. Le'inyan Shabbos, if you hold Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadami, you wouldn't need it. What? For Kinyanim or for Gittin?
Oh,
we're in Kinyanim. I'm saying all Kinyanim. If you want to say that Gittin is a separate din of Shemir, then you might say that. Finally, we have the Gemara in Zavachim Tzadi Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara there thought in the Havamina that Log Shemen is Talui on Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. Cases you're passing a Log Shemen over a Davar Asher Tzatameh. So the Gemara thought, Machogas Rebekim and the Chacham, they're telling Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. If you hold Kuta, then it's going to be Tameh. If you don't hold Kuta, it's not Tameh. The Gemara says no. Why no? Because Tosefta and Parah, Perek Yud, Alacha Gimel says that Modi Reakiva Bahazah. If the Hazah is actually flying to the person who's getting sprinkled on, so then he would be Modi that you don't say Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. The only time you say Kuta Kamisha Hun Chalari Akiva is if he's going to put it down. It's in his hand. What's the distinction? So the Bavli says, because really a din in Gezer Hashem Yeniach. Not about Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. Problem is, Tosefta itself never gave that qualification. Both the Rambam and the Bar Tanura in their Perisha Mishnayis for in Para, Perakid, Mishnahei, Paskin Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya as the Machlokas. So how do you explain that? So based off the Gra and the Tosefta, you would say that for the Rambam, you can only apply Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya here if there's potential for it to be put down al Gabi Achefetz. So you project that, you actualize that potential. Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. But when the Hazah is flying through the airspace, there's not even potential for Sofa Lenuach. Remember, this is different from Kinyanim, you need Mamir Sofa Lenuach. Here, you need potential Lenuach. In a Hazah that's flying, you don't even have potential for Sofa Lenuach at all. So then you're not going to say Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadam. That's the explanation for the Rambam. We noted as well that this is not a general din in Hilchos Tumah and Tara. This is a din miyuchad in Efer in Paraduma, Mechatas. Mechatas has an added din of Tara. It's not just that it can't become Tamei, it can't be put in a Makom Tamei. V'hinicha sham b'makom tar. This is explicit in Para, Perek, Yod, Mishnah, Gimel, where if Machlokes, Tanayim, what if you put the Mechatas in a Klicheres, al Gabi Asheretz? Klicheres is not Metamei Migabo. One day in the Mishnah says it's Tamei. How could that be? Klicheres is not Metamei Migabo. So both the Rash Mishant and the Ram Perish Mishnah say there's a special din v'hinicha b'makom tar. Even though the Sheretz is not Metamei it, it's still considered a Makom Tamei. So here the Gemara is applying Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya to say that the Chefetz, the Mechatas, is in a Makom Tameh. Not to say that the Chefetz had come actually into contact, not that it's actually touching the Davar HaTameh below. So here we're only projecting Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya with respect to Makomas. Good. That mission also raises the important question about whether you're Mechalek between the Ma'ala Miyud and the Mata Miyud outside of Hilchos Shabbos, that's the Tosfos Yom Tovs. But we have to stop here. Okay. We'll pick up on Wednesday with Ben Azai and Shadi Nofo.